What happens when five women poets writing in five different languages meet on the edge of a Hungarian lake? As we find out now in Czech Books, the experience can offer rich insights into what different languages and cultures have in common and where they differ. David Vaughan talks to the poet Kateřina Rudchenková.
In April, a group of women poets took part in a workshop to translate each other's work. The project was funded by the International Visegrad Fund that groups the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Hungary and Poland, so it is no surprise that the event had a strong Central European flavour. One of the participants was the Prague poet Kateřina Rudchenková, and a few days ago we met to discuss this experiment in poetry translation. I also took the opportunity to ask Kateřina about her own career as one of the most acclaimed younger Czech poets.
I started to write poetry when I was 7, but seriously, I started to write when I was a teenager. But then I tried theatre plays and prose writing.
Which you, in fact, do to this day, don't you? You still write poetry, prose and theatre and plays.
Yes, I'm trying to write everything at the same time.
And where do you feel most at home? I have the feeling that you're basically a poet, aren't you?
I don't know.
Certainly your poetry has been very much praised, hasn't it? I mean, you've been compared with your use of language, you've been compared with Beckett, for example, which is a compliment to any writer.
That's true, but I would be also happy if I'm compared to Beckett as a playwright.
Well, let's start with one of your poems, and you're going to read us one now. Could you tell us a little bit about it?
I wrote it when I was in Caribbean, sitting by the seashore, and it was so exciting.
So it's about as un-Czech a context as you can possibly have, the beach, the sea.
It is about Czech desire for the ocean, yes.
And you're going to read it now, it's a short poem, and you're going to read it now in Czech.
Slavila jsem život na pobřeží, v příboji vzrušení a slunce, zdírali mi z těla dávnou zahořklost. Mé sny se přitom opíraly o kameny a splývaly mi po slabých prstech v bílé pěně. Mezi stehny se mi zvedalo moře jako ohňostroj a trsy šneků, přisáté k útesu, seděly pevně po mém boku. Nebyla jsem ve vlnách sama. Zálivem hýbal příští čas. Hebké tkanivo vody vědělo o mé krvi.
And now let's hear the same poem in English translation.
By the shore I celebrated life in excitable spume and sun, sloughing my body of old bitterness. As dreams leaned on stone, flowed to my weak fingers in white foam, between my thighs rose sea. Its fireworks and snails' clumps stuck to cliff, clamped firm beside me. In waves, I wasn't alone. The bay moved with what will be, and the smooth-webbed water knew my blood.
And that poem was in an English translation by another poet, Claire Pollard, who's an English poet, and it's actually the translation came into being as part of a broader project, didn't it?
It was a project called Visegrad Poetess. It was a translating project initiated by Hungarian university professor Eva Karadi together with a Hungarian poet Anna Szabó. We came to Balatonfüred. It's a small town at the bank of Lake Balaton.
But not quite like the Caribbean scene you just described, but still a very beautiful spot.
Yes, also very beautiful. Not so moving as ocean, but... And we stayed there for 3 days. Besides me, it was Katarina Kutbelová from Slovakia and Anna Szabó from Hungary. Then Agnieszka Wolny-Chamkalo from Poland. And then English poet Claire Pollard. We stayed there for 3 days and we brought each of us 3 poems in original and English versions. And we translated every poem into our languages.
And I can imagine that that could work quite easily and very interestingly between Czech, Slovak and Polish, because the three languages have a lot in common. But with Hungarian or English, it's really a much bigger leap, isn't it?
Paradoxically, it was quite difficult for me to translate Slovak poem, because it's so similar, the languages, that I had to check almost every word if by chance this single word isn't slightly with different meaning. With Hungarian, I don't understand it at all. I could only translate it by use of English, so it was somehow easier.
And were you able to talk to the poet, to Anna Szabo, and to say, well, this is what it says in English, in Hungarian, does it have a slightly different meaning? Are there sort of shifts in the meaning here?
Yes, we discuss almost every word, explaining what we meant. So I think it's quite precise, this result.
So maybe if you could just read the first verse of one of the poems by Anna Szabo, the Hungarian poet who took part in Czech. And then we'll hear it in English translation once again by Claire Pollard.
Čarodejnická píseň. Vždycky, když slyšíš šumění listí, duj větře, duj, ať nikdo tě nevidí, stoupni si na střechu, rozpust si vlasy, duj větře, nikdo tě nevidí.
Witch chant. If you hear in the leaves there's a roar, blast wind, don't let them see. On the roof stand and undo your hair. Blast wind, nobody sees. If the wind grabs at hands of the leaves, blast wind, don't let them see. And the petals of meadows drift loose, blast wind, nobody sees. If the dark, if it swells, if a groan, blast wind, don't let them see. You will feel the wind bang on your bones, blast wind, nobody sees. Let it bring what it brings, let it snatch. Fly, wind, don't let them see. You will fall to a wind that will catch. Fly, fly, nobody sees.
When you translate a poem like that, does it in a way become your own?
Yes, definitely. It was quite difficult to translate, for example, Anna Szabo poems, because they are so different from what I'm writing, because she uses a lot of rhymes and rhythm quite often. I was like struggling poet and translator in myself, but I had to be truthful to what they wrote, but I was fighting the temptation of correcting their poems, because I would write it in different way. But at the end, I was so satisfied with it that I really feel like I wrote it myself.
And what about the other way around with your poems? When you saw them in English or Slovak or Polish, you could probably more or less see what they'd done with your poems. In Hungarian, it'd be a bit more difficult because it's such a different language. Were there times when you're thinking, oh, that's not quite what I wanted to say? Or were there times when you thought perhaps, oh, I wish I'd said it that way?
What was interesting, what Anna Szabo said when she was translating one of my poems, and there is this quite erotic image, and she said that in Hungarian context it would sound too strong, so she asked me if she could change it, because there is a verse like milostné přirážení, something like thrusts of love, I don't know if...
Thrusts of love, I suppose, yes.
And she was afraid to use this term, so she used like hitting of marriage bed to a wall, which is probably more...
It's a kind of slightly more euphemistic.
Yes, but I like it too.
And I noticed with the English translation of your poems that, I mean, so much in the Czech works through the grammar, because Czech is such a wonderfully complex grammatical language that your poetry sort of implies so much through the cases. And when we were looking at one of your poems just before we started recording, there's one poem where there's this masculine plural ending on a verb, which implies that there's something masculine plural outside the poem that we don't know about. And it's impossible, isn't it, to get that sort of thing into English, which is in a sense a more pedestrian language, isn't it?
It is. It's true that during the workshop I got a little bit depressed from how much must be necessarily disappeared.
What do you think is the main thing to be gained from workshops like this?
During those days, I got a deep respect to translators, especially poetry translators, because it's so difficult and almost invisible work. At the same time, I thought that maybe this is the only way how to make poetry translations, to consult every verse and never without the author.
And I think the time has come to hear another of your poems, Popel as Lust, translated into English as Ash and Lust. We'll hear it in English.
Ash and Lust. We're covered by death's calm. Mist over forest, slow talk, a slow walk, us. Nights together, you listen for breathing, watch a face sunk in the brain's floating thought. Everything open consoles, land, sky, surface of lake or sea. Sinking into you, rapture, lightning, rising on hand and knee. For a long time you haven't known if it's bliss that gasps, or a groan, the thud of steps behind a coffin from love's thrusts.
So that's the poem with the love's thrusts, which unfortunately Hungarian readers will never find out about.
Yes.
So this workshop took place in the spring. Are you planning further such projects? Because it seems such a great idea. Also, the idea of translating poetry, not just from smaller languages to the big languages like English and German, but also between languages that are spoken by smaller numbers of people. It seems such a great idea. Are you going to take this further?
Yes, there were already several presentations of this project. We were in Brno, in Krakow, even on the boat from Bratislava to Vienna. Then there will be also in Bratislava and next year in Krems in Austria. So we are gathering often and reading these translations.
And to end, do you think that people are still in Czech Republic today and in Central Europe today? You've been working with other poets from Central Europe. Do you think that people are still seeking poetry and looking for poetry and reading poetry and buying poetry? Do you think there is still a wide appeal, as there was before the fall of communism?
Not for mass readerships. There will always be readers of poetry, but mainly in the circle of poets themselves. But it's enough for me.
And it's important for the language, isn't it?
Yes, I think poetry is a place where language can be free somehow and more rich than in this mass media or bureaucracy or, I don't know, newspaper language.
Kateřina Rutčenková, thank you very much indeed for coming to talk to us at Radio Prague.
Thank you.